It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Super swap. I'll say it again. Super swap. It's a new word. It's been created for us by Dawn Jackson Blattner. She's a registered dietitian, and she's writing the book. She's finishing it up, I think, called Superfood Swap Diet. It's a program that takes ordinary healthy meals to amazing healthy meals. And we're just going to get right into it with her. Dawn, we love having you in our Family Food Kitchen. What inspired you to write about superfood swaps?
Well, hello. Superfood swaps, it's near and dear to my heart because every time I was picking up a book about swaps, because swaps are, they're nothing new, right? They've been around. I always saw that people were swapping to save calories, but they weren't swapping to increase nutrition. And so I said, man, you know, somebody should write this book where there's swaps, where it's actually not just saving you calories, but it's saving you calories and upgrading your nutrition, and the book wasn't coming, and it wasn't coming. And I was like, well, maybe I'm supposed to write this book. So I ended up pitching the idea, and my agent and a publishing house said it was great, and they're excited about it, and I turned in the final manuscript in January.
So it's coming out soon. Jez, let's do a plug right now. When is it coming out?
Well, you know what? Not until 2016, because... Okay. I got a full budget to do full-color photos. You know, we all eat with our eyes first, right? So one of the things that was very important to me about this book is that, you know, it would have pictures that really entice people to want to make, you know, a beet burger, because maybe just reading beet burger doesn't make you want to salivate, but seeing it surely will.
Well, you're good at that. I've seen that. So, but for those who are listening right now, you're going to get a sneak peek into this book. Let's start with... What are your sort of top superfood swap list? What's on your list?
Yeah, well, basically, when I think about super swapping, I think about first you start with what are you craving, and then you make that craving with superfoods. And so for me, superfoods are not anything fancy. You don't have to go to different countries to get them. You don't have to spend a lot of money to have them. Superfoods really just are things we probably have in our own kitchen. Whole grains. Plant proteins like beans and lentils, fruits and vegetables, and healthy fats like avocados, nuts, and seeds. All of these things seem like regular foods, but they actually have superpowers in that they keep us very healthy, they keep us full, and in the end, really boost our mood. So superfoods, basic foods that we have in our kitchen, so you don't need really anything special, no special staples.
I love the concept, Dawn, and I am so glad that you pursued and wrote this and this program, because myself as a dietitian, a lot of times I get the puzzled look when I would tell people to substitute things. They would come to me for help with their diet, and I said, you know, take this out and put this in, and they would say, you know, for example, sour cream. I say, instead of sour cream, use the Greek yogurt. They say, but wait a minute, what? I'm getting a little bit more calorie than before. I say, yeah, but you're also getting protein, and you're getting this, and you're getting that. So it's the idea of getting more. Forget the empty calories. You know, that's what that is, just empty calories. Instead, get some more nutrients with it. So really love the concept. I'm excited. Can you give us some examples of what kind of swaps we can make at breakfast time, for example?
Sure. Well, you know, and part of it, like you mentioned, counseling clients, what I have found with lots of my clients is that they think it's, okay, I'm going to eat what I crave and love, or I'm going to eat something super healthy for me. And this concept really is saying, hey, wait up. There's a new sheriff in town, right? Super Swap is a new sheriff of saying, hey, first, you can absolutely honor what you crave and just make it with superfoods. So, for example, you know, if I was being honest with, like, what I'm really craving for breakfast, okay, I would say, oh, my gosh, banana bread is so delicious. I love it. It's a comfort food. Oh, my gosh, give me a slice of banana bread. Well, oftentimes it's made with a lot of sugar, a lot of fat, a lot of white flour, and even though there's nutrition of bananas and maybe some slivers of walnuts in there, in general, this superfood swap would take that craving for banana bread and make it like a three-ingredient banana bread cookie that just is whole oats, bananas, and walnuts that you can blend up very quickly and bake, and actually those three ingredients turn into a cookie. which is crazy with no added sugar.
Wow. I'm ready. I'd love to have some of that for breakfast. I missed that this morning, but tomorrow I can do that. But you know, the phrase that really stuck in my mind is superfoods have superpower. And I think people think of spirulina, which is a superfood. It is the only kind of superfood. So thank you for making that clear, that it's plant proteins, whole grains, fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, things that are everyday foods, where they're just the ones that have that superpower. So it's lunchtime after this show, and I'm going to be really hungry. What would be a really great super swap for my superfood diet lunch?
So I love this. I sat back and I thought about, okay, what do I really crave for lunch? What do my clients crave for lunch? You know, what are people really craving? And one of the top things, which I'm not surprised because I love it too, is like a Caesar salad, right? So having a Caesar salad. But what can we do with a Caesar salad to really super swap it? Well, you know, the lettuce base usually is romaine, which is great. But instead of like fatty croutons and like dressing that doesn't have a lot of nutrition, I super swapped that. So you get a sunflower Caesar salad in the superfood swap diet, where the dressing is just made with pureed whole foods, pureed sunflower seeds with a little bit of like lemon and salt and pepper, and that makes a very nutritious dressing for a classic Caesar salad. And then for croutons, I just toast a sprouted whole grain piece of bread and cut it up into little rectangles and toss that in there. So you're getting the exact classic that you love, but you're getting a lot more nutrition with minimal effort, you know, so none of this is like you have to be in the kitchen for hours to do it. You know, so I think that's the fun of it, right? It's a lot of fun to eat like this, and that is what keeps people consistent, right? Because one of the biggest complaints is, you know what, hey, Dawn, I know what to do, but I'm having trouble sticking to it. And most people have trouble sticking to it because it's not fun enough. So super swapping is really at its core a consistency methodology, right, that you can stay consistent because it's fun.
Yeah, and also all those swaps that you're making and adding nutrients, a lot of them, fiber is the top of the list, and that's going to keep you fuller, so it's much easier to do a portion control, because I find myself a lot of times, like with the Caesar salad that you mentioned, for example, the portions are huge. Like if you order a Caesar salad in a restaurant, it's enough to feed for two meals. So, you know, if you swap those swaps that you mentioned, will increase the fiber and maybe help you eat a little bit smaller. One of my favorite snacks that I'm seeing all over everywhere nowadays are avocado toast, where people are smooshing avocado, putting it on toast and topping with different things. And I thought, what a great swap. You know, instead of mayonnaise or butter, using avocado. Do you have any other snack swap ideas that would be fun for us to try?
Yeah, so I usually start with a craving. So a lot of times people are craving things like pretzels, which are white flour. So I tell them to swap to something like popcorn, which is a whole grain, or nuts and seeds. Like I love snacking on pumpkin seeds. You know, almonds are delicious. Pistachios are so fun. Or if somebody is looking, you know, they have like a real sweet tooth for like, you know, Skittle candy, Starburst type candy, I say, hey, swap that to unsweetened dried mango, and it really tastes like candy. Or, you know, ice cream is something that a lot of us love. And
me.
So, right, me, raise my hand, right? We all scream for ice cream. So I have something in the book called Nice Cream, which is just made with frozen bananas. So you change ice cream to nice cream, and you're really having snacks that nourish you, but are, at the end of it, really fun.
Dawn, that is fantastic. Thank you so much for being with us today and for inspiring us to start swapping right away. But I want everybody to know where they can find Dawn and her new book, as well as her older book, The Flexitarian Diet book, which is great. And that's on her website. That's www.dawnjacksonblattner.com. If you didn't catch that, just look for us on Kid Critics on Facebook page, and we'll put a link up there for you. Remember, you can always listen to our past shows on RadioMD.com, and always find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest as well. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.